time for the power of God's Word.
This is David Michael with your Power Scripture of the Week. We continue this week in our study of the seven abominations found in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 to 19. And verse 16 reads, "These six things the Lord hates, yes, seven are an abomination to him." This week we look at the final installment, number 7, which is one who sows discord among brethren. What does it mean to sow discord among brethren? Well, simply put, it means causing division among fellow believers. And that could mean causing division between you and another believer, or causing division between other people within the body of Christ. Now sadly, this happens all too often, and there's too many reasons to list why. Could be jealousy, discontent, hurt, anger, or simply someone doesn't like another person. But whatever the reason, we need to understand the seriousness of such actions. Remember, God calls it an abomination. Now, understand the reason he calls it an abomination is because when we sow discord, we break unity. You see, the unity of believers is a powerful thing, if it can be maintained. And because it is powerful, there will always be attacks and attempt to break that unity. And unfortunately, it's fellow believers who often become the tool used in an attempt to destroy that unity. Christians must never forget that their words can promote life or death, unity or division, love or hate. Our words can often lift up or tear down ministries, churches, and yes, fellow believers. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 9 says, "The hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor." And Romans 16 verse 17 clearly warns us to avoid those who cause division and strife. You see, they are used by the devil to cause trouble to the church and to the work of the gospel. So ask yourself, are you a sower of discord? Are you causing division and strife among fellow believers? If so, stop. Repent of it. The scripture speaks harshly concerning those who commit such actions. There are right ways of handling problems and issues with believers. Therefore, take the proper biblical steps in all situations. Do not find yourself guilty of causing someone to fall and or destroying the unity of fellow believers, but rather, be a sower of the gospel of truth, judging and acting according to God's word. If you have any questions, thoughts, or comments, please feel free to email me at logicandfaith@yahoo.com. This has been your Power Scripture of the Week, and until next time, this is Dave, signing out.